kitchen cats right on. I lost you in the tent, but I see you again. You come back as a flower, I'll be a frog in the shower.
That was the song Love Bleeds from the band Karma Glider from their newest album, From the Haze of a Revved Up Youth. They're from Montreal. They are known for their 90s reminiscent shoegaze post-punk music, and they have been making stuff for a while. They really like things. I think I had something else to say about them. Yeah, I think the album really talks about a difficult time in the life of a character that they write about, and that they produce, that they describe their music as being produced with the grit of a 90s tape cassette bootleg. And that was our final song for our little alternative section today. I think it was really fun. I feel like it too. Before that, before Karma Glider, was the artist Graham Hunt with the song Frog in the Shower from their latest album, Timeless World Forever, which is actually the last album in a 3-part album project of that he was working on, that he describes as taking place in a universe, a sort of imaginary, magic, realist version of Madison, Wisconsin, which is where he's from. There, the 3 albums are called If You Knew, Would You Believe It?, Try Not to Laugh, and the final one being the one I just played for you, Timeless World Forever, which is the synthesis, the process of one resolving its contradictions by passing through its own shadow, as he describes it. And next up, we're going into a bit more rock music, some more, kind of staying in this, like, shoegazy punk sort of place today, and like a bit of pop influence as well. First up will be a band called Night School, a group of friends based in Oakland, California, with their newest album For Keeps. I'll be playing you the track Advice, that's coming up next. Following that will be bands Turnstile. I'll be playing you a mostly instrumental song, but I think I really liked it. Something about that really drew me in. It's a band called Mauled, they are Canadian as well, and a couple more to end off today's show. So stay tuned for our final rock section after a short promo that happens for a show at Fridays at 10 a.m. Charlotte, Sister C. It's a great show. Lovely person. She's great. So if you like it, definitely go check it out. Or stay tuned. I'm so happy you're tuning in today, that you're listening, that you're having a great time so far, and that you look around a bit, because there's a great music here at CJSF 90.1 FM. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Night School.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit.
Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you.
And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
That was the band Love Outlier, local from Victoria, just across the little pond. It's a ferry ride away. That was from their newest album, Breather, and that was the song Dial Tone. Before that was a band from Calgary called Mauled. And originally I wanted to play that because on Spotify the song is called Dylan Smokes and reminds me of my brother. But yeah, some great punk stuff. Before that was another great band as well called Turnstile. If you really liked it, the song was called I Care. It's pretty awesome. The album is called Never Enough. Go listen to it. It's really good. And that leads me to my last song for today. It is a band called Woodhawk. It is a song called Strangers Ever After. It's kind of like they describe their music as being a mix of 1970s Birmingham and then modern music. It's very new metal to me, a bit of grunge. It's not too hardcore though, but it's good. It's really good. And the album cover is also, once again, very cool. And yeah, that's about it for my music today. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you have a great rest of your day and that you tune in next week to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Sasha and I'll see you next time. Bye.
This is Bird Note. An owl's gaze is uniquely penetrating. Peer into an owl's face. There's something almost human about its large, forward-facing eyes. Just how big are those eyes? They are astonishingly large in proportion to the size of the owl's head. A great gray owl, which stands 2 feet tall and weighs 2.5 pounds, has eyes larger than those of most humans. And while an owl's eyes may look human, their capabilities are superhuman. Enormous eyes help owls to see in near darkness. An owl's retinal anatomy is similar to that of cats, which rival owls in seeing in dim light. Owls see well in daylight too, but their color vision is probably very limited, and the evolution of such large eyes has required a behavioral compromise. An owl's eyes are fixed in their sockets, so the bird must rotate its neck to look around. One ornithologist has described owls' heads as little more than brains with raptorial beaks and the largest possible eyes and ears attached. To see a photo of this bird...
You're listening...